What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up? Welcome back to 26 degrees. Miami Hurricanes Barbershop Talk. Hurricanes Football Barbershop Talk, to be clear. We covering the track team, swimming and all that. Congratulations to the volleyball team. How good they doing. Great, I'm sure. And I couldn't tell you, tennis, all that. It's boy Larry, man. Here with Phil General X. He here. He got to step out real quick. Him, my main man, Measy. Measy, say what up to the people.
What it do, man. It's been a long time. I thought I ain't been on since before the season, man. But we bright and everything, man. And shout out to the teams, track teams and all that shit. But we ain't watching them, man. We got the homie D-Rob here, man. What it do?
Sure, what's going on, everybody? You know, glad to be back on with my guys. You know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful day out here in Virginia. Nice, cool weather. I'm loving it. So, you know, go Canes.
Yeah, no doubt, man. These boys got to hop out. I was going through all sorts of technical nightmare and hell trying to get on this joint. I hate technology. The same thing you did last time don't work this time, bro. I'd be like, what the hell is going on? I don't get it. Now, let's see, take them chicks.
He was almost in the portal.
Damn near. I was on some easy shit. I had to boot up the MacBook. I ain't even know the password. I ain't used this thing in months. It's lagging and dragging because I don't ever use it no more. So let's gotta do some catching up. But anyways, we here, man. I guess, man, can you take a woman to the Cheesecake Factory on the first date? She'll take her ass right down there with me. Oh, she talking about you can't go to the Cheesecake Factory to kick shit off. You can't take them to Applebee's, Cheesecake Factory.
Man, Waffle House, Denny's, IHOP. You can't take them to on an ice cream date. That shit had me tweaking. I say, man, what the Red Lobster? I say, man, what the fuck they think this is, man?
That's what it is.
First date. Some of them made sense. Family functions. Yeah, I ain't taking you to meet my family anyway.
Not the first date.
They said bowling. How bowling a no-go?
Man, bowling? Bro, because some of these hoes, they want to be too pretty, man. That's what it is.
Nah, listen, my homegirl, she said it best. She say, man, the reason why they made that list is because most of the girls who want to go on first dates just want to go out so they could take pictures and videos for Instagram.
And get
they don't care. Trust me, they will go anywhere. They just want to go somewhere fancy so they can be like, oh man, look what's up. Oh, I'm gonna know, like, who cares?
And you ain't even gonna be in the picture. She's gonna take pictures of her hand, herself, and yeah, you don't even get to be in the picture.
Like, they the ones like they sponsored that dinner,
right? Yeah.
My thing is, I can't take you bowling, but I can take you to Top Golf. Like, make that shit make sense.
It don't.
The Top Golf ain't on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't take you to Red Lobster or Chili's, but I can take you to Fridays. I can take you to Papa Do's. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit crazy.
You going wherever the hell I say we going, or you ain't going. And that's
I know a lot of hoes that want to go to Waffle House. Shit, after the club, man, they go ahead and slide to Waffle House. They gonna be on go. They gone. That's why I don't even know. That's that's on now.
Man, listen, I got homeboys who got restaurants in Miami that I take them to, and they y'all don't want to go. Guess what? You won't eat. Yeah. If you're in the car with me, you'll get put out because I tell you just get out. So I don't, it's either my way or it's the highway. How they used to say it, my way or the highway.
For sure.
Yeah.
Coffee dates. No coffee date. You gonna drink tea? Something.
We just no coffee dates. These hoes, they call no coffee dates, but these hoes love Starbucks. So I don't get it.
They put, and that's the funny thing, they put Starbucks and Coffee Dates on here. And I'm like, that's the same damn thing. And I know y'all going to either one of them.
Yep.
You can sit down, you can sit your ass in the corner and get to know me over a latte. You know what I'm saying? ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Then now, they came out with a men's list, man. They came out with a men's list too. I was like, what type of shit? No, that shit, it was hilarious, man. I gotta find it. If I find it, we'll talk about it another time. But yeah, they put out a men's list too, man.
Shit, cap as hell, man. Exhale back with us, man. I just
mess around with me. Look, your first date with me will be at a tailgate.
Mess around with me. Come hang out, man. Come see if you have a good time. If that's, but see, the funny thing about all these lists and stuff that always be hilarious to me is, I'm like, none of that shit matters if she like you, dog. None of that shit matters. She go to McDonald's. Everything on this list, she'll go to twice if she like you. So it's just something to, this is just like you say, eggs, man. It's about the look. That's all. And so many people caught up with social media and the look that they want you to take them out to, you know, expensive restaurants so they could drop their location. And, you know, even if you the one with the rollie on, she just gonna take a picture of your hand. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. I just had to get that out of the way since the technical difficulties wouldn't let me get in the shop talk like I want to. And I know these boys got the ditch, man. But I had to touch on that subject real quick. But we back, man, fresh off a victory against the Clemson Tigers.
Boys back on the bandwagon. They back on the bandwagon.
Everybody back home now.
Home sweet home, shit.
X, I heard you. I heard you kind of breaking it down with the losses and the wins. Run that back one time, real quick.
Okay, so we're 5-2. We're 5-2. The two games we lost, pretty much everybody had us to lose to Carolina. The two games that we won, everybody had us picked to lose. We won, which was Texas A&M, Clemson. Georgia Tech was the one game that was the loss that we figured we'll lose to somebody we're not supposed to lose. And that was it.
Yeah.
So now we got, what, 5 more games? And we still have, I think, if I'm not mistaken, 2 losses that everybody think we're supposed to lose.
Who now? Louisville?
I think Louisville and Florida State, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would guess so, too.
A lot of people had that North Carolina State game as a loss too, like a track game in the road.
Well, shit, there's a lot of losses there. If you do it on paper, that's why you play the games though. And
I mean, we 5-2. We 5-2. We're 1 game away from being bowl eligible. We're ahead of schedule. Everybody still. If you were just going off of what the 7 games we played, we supposed to literally be maybe 4-4. Oh, I mean 4-3 or 3-4.
Yeah.
Just say you lose to A&M, you lose to Clemson.
And then you lose to UNC, right? That's 3. And then you take the loss to Georgia Tech, right? Yeah, that means
so.
Yeah. And that's a good way to look at it. Now, if you had us at 10-2, I mean, good luck. We got to win out, and I'll be ecstatic if that happened. I didn't have us there. I had us at 8-4, maybe 9-3, if everything went well.
And, you just with the regular season, though, right? That's not including no bowl game.
Yeah, yeah, that's just regular season.
Yeah, just regular season. So I did like what you said. I caught the tail end of that. But, yeah, I think things are pretty well on schedule. You know, the Georgia Tech, only thing sucks about that one, that was such a freakish loss. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't even just like, oh, we lost to a team we shouldn't lose to. It was like the way we lost.
Yeah.
But hopefully, you know, growing pain over with that, lesson learned with that.
And you want to know something, just to speak on that one, not saying I'm happy about that loss, but I think that loss brought the team a lot more closer. because when they lost, it's like everybody just gave up on that team. You know what I'm saying? The players were like, well, look, we already got it. You know what I'm saying? It's either we gonna do it or we're not gonna do it.
Look, we could have folded bad against North Carolina. Like we could have went out there and looked. It, that game could have looked like the North Carolina game Diaz last or second to last season. So I agree with that.
Facts. Yeah, I mean, you had to admire. They did come back. Like I said, the game actually, you know, we talked on it last show. We actually won three quarters of that damn game. It was just the one we lost, man. They went crazy on us in that one quarter. And it was just enough to keep them over the top of that game. But getting to this week, it just went down. What went down in that game? Fun game to watch in general, especially when, you know, you went in with, well, we'll probably lose type mindset. I was in the group chat.
Did y'all think we was going to lose before the game, right? Before kickoff?
Before the game, I really was 50-50. I won't say I wouldn't necessarily say I thought we was going to lose. I really want to see how we came out. That was the big thing to me. Like, how do we come out and start this game? Especially, I'll tell you what. Let me retract that. Once I found out Emery was starting, I thought we was going to lose. I'll take that back. I did think, because I was like, damn, this is not a great opponent, especially with the defense they have to roll out a true freshman. So
that spread changed by 2 points when that news came out.
Yeah, I was like, damn. Yeah. Did not know we was going. Because first off, what happened to Tyler? I still don't even know.
Well, he had a banged up knee, his hand is banged up, but he could throw the ball. He just had a banged up knee and just didn't want to take no chances. I was aware of it on Tuesday that this is a possibility. You know what I'm saying? Tyler did practice all week, but they was preparing Emery to play. But so going into Saturday, I was like, I thought our defense is good enough because they offense is good. Defense is good enough to keep us in this game. Right. I just don't know if Emery is going to be able to give us that one play to beat them. So I was like, man, I just hope we make more plays than they do.
Right. Yeah, you know, I agree with you, X. I knew the defense was playing well enough. I knew the offensive line was cheeks. So I was like, that should be an advantage. Hopefully we could take advantage of. And it did go that way. The front, first off, this game was won in the trenches. First and foremost, did an excellent job on both sides of the trenches. I think according to like the little PFF thing or whatever, I think we graded our highest on both sides of the football in this game. I know the O-line did for sure. I'm not sure about D-line, but I can't imagine they didn't just with the amount of penetration they was able to get, the disruption they were able to create at the very point of attack, man. They was just destroying everything up there, wrecking all the running plays damn near.
Yeah, we had 211 rushing yards.
On the flip side, on the O-side. Right, so it was I guess the best way to put it, man, a well-orchestrated game as far as sticking to the game plan and trusting in your strengths, which was the defense in this particular game, knowing that you weren't going to try to keep Emery at low risk during this game just to minimize his opportunities to make mistakes.
No, I'm just saying we went, especially with two freshman quarterback, we went 9 for 18 on third down. That was a huge stat, which also made the time of possession for us a big deal as well, having 35 minutes of time of possession. So that was one of the biggest stats for me with the offense in that game.
Yeah, you know, Coach Dawson basically, you know, I mean, any smart coordinator is not going to give his two freshmen the opportunity to blow the game. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's mad about the way the game was called. And I'm not. I'm like, look, I was still nervous that, you know what I'm saying, even on some of them throws, because I'm like, that's Clemson, man. They can make a play and change the game instantly.
Right.
But the way the game was called, I was like, okay, Dawson played it safe. He said, you know what? I'm going to trust in Coach Gilgey's defense. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We just going to go out there and not mess this game up.
And I agree with you there. My fear was just exactly what you said. Oh, this is Clemson. And I thought we was getting a little too predictable. So that's why I was getting a little afraid. I was like, bro, I'm just afraid of some of these screens. They're just going to jump it because we keep calling it so much. And then take that thing to the house because, you know, if you pick off, especially, you know, you pick off a wide receiver screen, that's usually to the house. So that was my fear in the play calling. So I just kept saying, man, we got to try a little something. And then the minute we did towards the end, which wasn't too bad because at that point it was like a punt. Yeah, he sailed one right down the middle. I was like, all right, well, that's what you
that was on George. George cut the route. If he runs that route, George catches that post.
But why would George do that in the ball? He sees the ball midair and he cuts the route like that. I understand that.
I mean, but he at the same time, you know, it's still a route receiver option. You know what I'm saying? The corner like cut already. But George say, okay, once he cut, I can go behind him and just throw the ball deep to the end zone. But Emory was already ball was ready to come out of his hands.
Yeah,
so George just cut the route and he went the other way. But it was a point. It was on third down anyway.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, that's what I said. It equated to a punt. End of the half wasn't no big deal like that at that point. Anyways, I had no issue with it at that point. I will say this is the one thing I did say I was gonna make sure I griped about on the show. I still don't see my tight ends, and now it's starting to bother me.
But my dad called me talking about that last night. He was like, it doesn't make sense. He was like, some of them got to be open just for like a little 3-4 yards, keep the defense honest. And I was like, I don't have nothing to say about it. Like, I don't have no answer.
Yeah, I'm kind of
the corner be open.
But the one thing I would say is, yeah, he be open, but it's like he's still running the wrong routes on some routes he's supposed to run. So I see why the quarterback probably not throwing to him, because if he runs the route to – you know, one thing about the tight ends run routes to certain spots. And if you have certain spots, then the ball coming to you. And I think Corbin is not getting to the right spot. But you should know that. And if he's still open, he should get the ball to him. So that's my thing. Like, I don't know.
He's 28. How he don't know where to be? He, you know, I appreciate the extra blocking. And we did run a lot of two tight end sets. Ran a lot of them. Because I paid attention to that specifically.
He's still leaning on people, but
yeah, but I mean, again, it's, you know, I'm ready to move with the new. Don't get me wrong, but it's a Miami tradition. You know, I need my tight ends involved, man.
Especially with Emory, that's like a safety blanket for him. You would have thought right. He would see at least 4 or 5 targets for him.
Right. Saturday. That was my other thing. I was like, especially playing a freshman quarterback. I'm like, man, he should have some. You should just have him just sitting there like this with his hands open, you know, 5-7 yards deep, just sitting there. Hey, just throw it to me, bro. I got you. Just throw it to me. I got you. You know, we'll him peck him like that, and they continue. No, that was the other – and playing it safe, that was the other type of situation I want to see where we utilize the tight end. on the year, before the game, our tight ends have 5 catches, period. I think it's 2 to Williams
and 1 touchdown. I think that was not last week, the week before the Williams against not North Carolina, Georgia Tech.
Right. I think 2 to McCormick and 1 to Skinner. That was previous to the game. I didn't look after the game, but I know it was only like,
yeah, Riley Williams had 2 more catches. And
we threw 1 behind the line when we needed 3 yards. I was like, what the fuck? And it was in the chat like, yo, hey, well, there go your pass to the tight end, Larry. And I'm like, yeah, behind the line when we need 3 damn yards, bro. Like, what the hell? Not the time for that. Not exactly what I was thinking on that one, Coach. But Yeah, I think going forth, I think it's important also for our recruiting. Because you guys show the tight end, we're going to use him. And right now, if I'm a tight end, I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm a little nervous. I'm like, y'all ever going to throw to the tight end coach? You know, what's the point of having these athletic guys that create these mismatches and we're not even looking to create the opportunity?
I told myself it's just because Arroyo hasn't been 100%. He hasn't been on the field like that, but
it don't matter. We got
other.
We got Riley, man. Riley's an athletic kid. He talks about him.
Riley ready.
Hey, he's ready. He's ready.
Riley's ready. Skinner's. I mean, yeah, he's not a good blocker, but he's obviously a mismatch if he's on the field because they got to.
Right.
No, I mean, but we're 7 games in, yeah. Dawson.
Yeah, but I said we're too deep in the schedule now.
What's up, Dawson? Like, it's I can understand if you're throwing it to him and he's not catching it, but it's like we ain't even throwing it to him.
Well, not, yeah, they're not even getting a shot. And I just think that's a huge opportunity to open some things up, man. You keep hitting them underneath with that tight end, and we got athletic tight ends that could shed, you know, a block or two and turn a little 5-yard hitch into a 25-yard gain. We missing that opportunity, and we missing opportunity to open up downfield even more, which we've been doing a good job, generally speaking, passing downfield. But it's just that's my complaint of the offense to this point. I really don't have any other complaints. I think the running game is going well. I think the wide receivers have clearly stepped up exceptionally. I give Coach Beard his credit.
KB.
Yeah, got to give him his credit in that sense for sure. But, yeah, to this point, that's my complaint of the offense. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we got, what, 5 more games. I think we have to involve them more, period. Just because it's been an area that we've never poorly recruited, and I think it's always been a area that we've been able to take advantage of against other teams. So I don't want to lose that part of what Miami does.
Not to go for a fast forward, but I think we play Virginia this week. I watched Virginia for a couple games. I watched them the Carolina game. This is the game where the tight end should get the ball probably 15 times a game.
Let them eat.
Because they're gonna allow you to catch the ball underneath. They don't want nothing over the top. They're keeping everything up front. You know what I'm saying? In front of them. You know, so
all right, Shannon. You heard the man. You know what I'm saying? You heard the man. I haven't watched Virginia.
I sent my scouting analysis to them ASAP. Oh, hey, this is what I see the defense doing. This is what I see their offense doing.
And this would be, like I said, it'd be the perfect game because we haven't been using them. So this could be the breakout night for them on that game coming up. But let's like you said, don't fast forward. Bring it back just a little bit. Get into some of the details of the game. So, you know, we start out in the first, get those guys to 3 and out. And so this is obviously a good feeling. No, the offense not that great, but it's a good way to start the game and just not get punched in the mouth right off the jump, right? It's like, man, you know, I do believe this team can handle it better than teams in the past, but I don't want that to be the MO either, like where we always got to be the cardiac kings, the comeback kids. And nah, let's just outright beat some teams sometimes.
Yeah. Hey, so you know what worried me? I don't know if anybody else is paying attention, but I'm paying attention. I'm at the game, but I'm paying attention. Okay, so you know, yeah, they drive down, they about to go on for a touchdown. James makes the guy fumble, he picks it up. Our ball on the the next snap, Rashad breaks for a touchdown. Jacoby Joyce recovers it in the end zone. I look on the sideline and I see the defense is kind of tight. I said, oh boy, they finna go back on the field, even though we just scored. I said, they look tired, man.
Yeah, because they just put together a good drive. Yeah, I saw the same. It's funny you say that because I was rewatching the game last night, and I was like, man, them boys look like shit. We just got off the damn field. So it was like, yeah, that definitely, it's funny you said it because that was something that specifically caught my eye was that, oh, man, I think them boys need a little bit more of a breather than that. But, you know, hey, what you going to do? Can't tell Bashar not to go ahead and get that touchdown. He took off on the very next play.
Very next play, he gone. And so, good thing that, I mean, it's not a good thing, but good thing he fumbled and it gave him extra time to just sit there and relax because, they get back on that field, boy, it might be surprising.
That's a fact, yeah. That's crazy you brought that up because I damn sure said the same exact thing. I was like, bro, them boys gassed. But yeah, that was a crazy play too because I'm like, son, what are you doing? Right down, watching
switch
the
ball on the goal line. Like, you want to go down and you try to switch it?
I'm like, what are you doing? You see him on the, he looked up to see.
Yeah, so on the jumbo trail, you see it.
You see this dude. I'm like, bro, what in the world are you doing, brother? I was cursing Bashar out so bad. I was like, don't do that shit to me, man. Trying to win this game. So yeah, we was able to take advantage of that. Thank God. Like I said, that fumble actually, good observation, X. That did give him an opportunity to just catch a breather. And just kind of get a few seconds longer. They were able to come back in the second quarter, and man, they hit that tight end.
That was perfect.
I was like, yeah, you can't do no better than that. There's nothing you could do about that. I was like, Cloyd was on him. He's defending it well. He timed the jump well. But that kid is like 6'6", 6'7", I think, and it just dropped right over his hands for the touchdown. I was like, well, not mad at nobody on this play. I remember watching it. I actually got ill. There was something going through my whole department. So I left work Friday. I was up on the couch all day Friday, Saturday, and most of Sunday trying to get on the men. He just dropped the ball in the bucket, man. 7-6 at that point. Like I say, what do you do? Nothing you can do about that particular play. Just stay in the game at that point. They tied it up at 7. And then what? We going to the half 7-up? Yeah, going to the half 7-up.
Yeah, 7-up, yeah.
We got the ball first, I want to say. Yeah, we did. Yeah, because we kicked off first. See the ball first. And I want to say, I don't think that was a 3-and-out.
Now it was a 3-and-out. We got a first down early on, I think on second down, and then we went three plays and out.
Okay, yeah. Punted off to those guys. They ended up putting together a little halfway decent drive, got them a field goal, and they up 10-7 now. Get the ball back, obviously. Still not quite able to get, within range. And then they get the ball back again.
Another excellent throw and catch. James is on him. And it's like, if James puts his left hand up, well, he put both hands up. I just think, again, the ball just dropped right in the right place. Catches it.
I'm sorry. How could we forget this, X? Let's go back to the second quarter. What in the hell? The most clear-cut safety I have ever seen in my entire life. Ooh. Shame on y'all people, bro.
ACC at this point just say, man, we don't care what you want to do. We going to cheat y'all.
I've never seen a more ridiculous call in my life. And then went and looked at the replay and said, play stands. that was key too, because you know, this is the opportunity for us to get an extra 2 points and get the ball back and putting them off. You know, we take it in and possibly, you know, double up because we're getting the ball back at the second half. That man's entire body, the entire football, there was no part of his body outside of that end zone.
The crazy thing is, when he first got touched, he was in the end zone. So that forward progress should not even be in the head.
Right.
His knee is in the end zone. The football is in the end zone. What the fuck are you looking at?
That man went under the hood and said, yeah, we got it right. Man,
hey, you know what's funny about that play? My homie, he a diehard Florida fan. He hates Miami. He flew up here and watched the filming for my birthday. He watched the North Carolina game with me. And he was laughing at all the flags he was getting. He was like, Mike, this is crazy. He called me after that safety. And I was like, dang, Mike, all these years you've been talking about this. He was like, I finally think something up with that shit, bro. And I was like, I told you, dog.
I never seen nothing that ridiculous. I said, you know, I'm the main one. Don't like to say that shit.
What the hell say, man?
Oh, that's said they converted me on this one. I say I'm with all the Miami fans now that say they just be doing shit to us. I said, nah, man, it ain't that, man. I've been trying to get them people the benefit of the doubt for years and years, man. I gave up after that one. That was it. That was the final straw for me. I said, okay, I'm with y'all now. It's us against the refs.
You know, my homeboy made it something to wear to me, man. He was like, you know, the ACC, and then I agreed. I said, you know what? They ref Miami and Florida State a different way than they ref the rest of the conference. It's like they just say, I guess they expect just because we're Miami and Florida State that we just supposed to just flat out be better than everybody else, and they going to cheat because they just throw flags on both those teams. Like, man, I don't care. We just gonna cheat because y'all, you know, y'all don't deserve it or something. It's crazy.
That's fucked up, man. That's a crazy. I forgot. I don't know how I forgot it because I did the stand up. Oh, like I said, I'm sick now. I'm on the couch sick. I do the jump out the couch, spin around. Are you kidding me? And I'm usually, if you ever get to watch the game with me, I'm pretty chill the whole time for the most part, dog. I lost my shit. There ain't no way in hell I just witnessed what I just witnessed, man.
Quarter. He was like, no, I'm not. He was like, I'm not watching this. He was like, I refuse to watch this.
I held tight, man. I was ready. You know, it's funny. I was ready to push the button. One thing y'all do know about me, I'll push the button. Like, I'll watch this shit later, man. I already see what's going down, bro. This is how they going to do us. I was close to pushing the button. I was like, don't do it, man. Just, let's soldier on. Let's beat them, too. But anyway, so, yeah, back to the third. Yeah, hit Brennan Stuhl again, man. What can you do, man? Again, this kid is a weapon. I'm like, hell, y'all should be throwing cuz 8 times a game. I don't know what the hell y'all doing. It's a hell of a weapon. Because, again, you know, position-wise, the safety on one play and the linebacker were in great position, but he does just have a great size advantage in being that, you know, 6'6 kind of frame kid, long kid. So, you know, at this point, we're down – you know, 17-7. We able to put together a nice little decent drive our own, though, come back and answer back. Things are looking good. We hit we make a real nice catch, man. You know, when Kobe Young, you know, plays to his size, he's really an exciting player to watch. A gifted athlete. I still think he's coming along and has some more ways to go. And he'll continue to, you know, grow. I think, you know, by next year you can see an absolute monster if he just continues to grow in his confidence and abilities. But what a catch. Went up, plucked it out there for his freshman, come down with it. You can't ask your wide receiver to do any more than that on that particular play. And that gets us back in the game. So now, you know, we're down 3 at this point. And, you know, we get Defense playing lights out, by the way. Shout out to Baby Bane. You know, I told y'all put me down for 8 for the year for the young guy. His snaps are increasing. He don't come off the field seeming like me damn near. Testament to his, you know, seriousness of how he take the game, man. He's conditioned crazy. He's athletic. He's got moves.
Who are you talking about?
Bane. Baby Bane, man.
Yeah, you're not supposed to see no freshman. You can't even ask him. You can't ask a lot of football players to play like he played Saturday night, man.
Nah, he was going crazy, bro.
So, yeah, you know, after the North Carolina loss, I don't know if it was after North Carolina or the Georgia State, whichever one, when he said he hates losing. And, you know, basically, you know, those, like I said, those players, man, they stuck together, man. And normally they wouldn't listen to a freshman, you know what I'm saying? But the freshman, like, hey, we not losing, man. We can't lose. You know what I'm saying? This is not what Coach Mario brought us here to do. He didn't bring us somebody to lose. He brought us to win. So we got to win. You know what I'm saying? And then that energy goes with seniors or the older guys saying, yeah, this is what it's got to be. And you just look Saturday, that defense, man, was just – the defense was not really to lose that game. They was going to do everything they can to win. And they just needed the offense.
They had 40 rushing yards on 30-something carries.
Clemson, right?
Now they had like 34 carries for 31 yards, something like that. 31 carries for 34 yards.
I know the sacks negate some of it, but still, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, let's see. Shipley was 15 for 44. He was their leading rusher. So, yeah, I mean, the next guy was Maffa, 5 for 14. Maffa was crazy to me, too, because I'm sitting here like, I don't see how he playing at Clemson. No disrespect, because that dude looked like one of the slowest running backs I've ever seen. Oh God, green boy!
Hell, man.
I was like, I was like, bro, seeing heavy footed as hell. He's a bigger dude.
He's slow, no wiggle, no name.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell going on in Clemson? But yeah, you know, we just completely stuffed the run. Klubnik was negative 27. By the time, you know. Like I say, once you factor in sacks, he is a mobile guy enough to get out and make some things happen. But Bane, yeah, back to Bane, he had 2 sacks, a forced fumble. I think they credited him with like 8 pressures.
He had like what, 10 tackles?
I
believe he had 10 tackles. And you said a forced fumble already, right?
Yeah, forced fumble. This stat line ain't right. Yeah, I'm looking at the one on Bleacher Report. I know this stat line ain't right. They don't have all the tackles on here.
Yeah, the score app say 2 tackles, but we know that ain't it.
Yeah, about to say, I don't think that's right. Yeah. Yeah, overall, like X said, the defense just kind of had a we won't lose this game attitude. And I think it showed 5 up.
Team had 5 overall sacks. My fault, man.
Okay. Yeah. And they kept us in this thing the entire time. They helped the freshmen out, held them down, and was able to get this situation in the overtime. Just because they played so lights out and just weren't giving them guys opportunity, you know, to climb back. We were the ones doing the climbing back. We were able to get another field goal. I know a lot of the fans wanted us to try a little something towards the end, but I kind of agree with Mario there a little bit. I understood both sides, put it that way. I understood.
So listen, if Cam gets that interception, I think they go for a touchdown or 3 points.
Yeah, remember, that would have been the ball to Cam.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if he gets that interception, it makes it a lot easier for them to go for points. But
right,
okay, they pointed off. Yeah, I just not gonna trust my true freshman to drive down and do nothing.
Right, we got a whole field.
This is Clemson.
Right.
Fuck around and make a play.
Right. So that's what I understood too. Yeah. Why play the whole field when I know I got a good kicker? So worst case, I'm at least be able to get three. And then our defense is playing lights out. We may make a play to get them out of range of a field goal or something like that if they make any mistakes. So I understood that. The defense was playing so well. I like, yeah, just leave it in their hands at this point. And so, yeah, we go to OT, kick the field goal. We get the ball.
We
gave them ball first.
They got the ball first. They kicked the field goal.
Right. And let's see. What did that make it?
Made it 20-17.
20-17.
And then we get it. We kick a field goal and made it 20-20.
20, that's right.
Then we go to the second overtime.
Right. We get the second OT. Quick little drive. Well, very smooth operation there. You got to go for two. So we get the touchdown from AJ Allen. Put it up 26-20.
Oh, hold on. Okay, so James Williams made a game-saving tackle. I think it was it the first overtime or was it the second? Tiffany had kind of broke, and if James Williams don't tackle him, he's in the end zone. Let's touch that.
Didn't James Williams get him by like the shoestrings or something like that?
Yeah, like he grabbed his legs.
I remember that play. Game-winning tackle.
I tweeted that out. I said, man, if James don't make this tackle, that's a touchdown. That was a game-winning tackle.
Okay, I do remember that play now. I know exactly what y'all talking about. Yeah, kudos to him. All I ask for him every week is to keep making plays for me. You know, he got that frame, and that's what that frame helps. When you got, you know, you 6'5", and you reach just enough to clip somebody and bring them on down, thank God. So, yeah, kudos to kid. I always want to make sure I give love when I give, which I haven't been criticizing. Cool. Really. I just want to see a little bit more, that's all. Who else was saying these?
Daryl Porter and Couch. Well, Couch gave up that little one play at the end that gave up a touchdown, I believe. I think they scored the play after. It might have been a little push off, but Couch had a big boy tackle, and I think first overtime, and Daryl Porter was making plays pretty much the whole game. So shout out to them two boys.
Absolutely. Yeah, Porter was well positioned, making tackles. Davis. I thought, it was funny. I did think that as well as I rewatched the game. I was like, that's so crazy how concerned we were about corner. And now I don't worry about corner. I think we got a good group, if not, not elite, but good
that's
enough.
That's a good, solid group. Right. Yeah. Brown getting a PI every time he getting on a goddamn field. I don't know what's up with that, though. But hey, who is? I know Chloe gave up that touchdown, but why do y'all think number nine that tight end was getting off? I don't know if he was tight end or wide out, but number nine for touchdown.
Yeah, number nine.
I think he was getting off so heavy.
He's huge.
Yeah, he's
huge. He got decent speed.
6'4", 6'5", yeah.
Yeah, I think they say he's like 6'6", 6'7". This kid is huge.
He's 6'6", 6'6". Yeah. He can run. It ain't that he just 6'6". He can run at 6'6".
Yeah, he got some decent speed. I mean, just using that weapon, I think is. I mean, they gave him the opportunity that you're supposed to give a 6'6" kid. Some of them balls are just going to be really hard to get to. And even when we put our 6'5" safety on him, ball was just well positioned, and he just made a good play. Same thing with Cloyd. So you use them and risk it because both of the times the defenders were there, the defenders were playing good football. But when it's just a kid of that stature, he's just going to have the advantage a lot of times. And so you just throw it up and see what happens. And it worked out for him. And I'm always going to do that when you got especially a 6'6" tight end on a one-on-one type situation. Worst case is it's probably just going to be incomplete. Because I'm going to put it high. Both of those catches were high. So he had to go up and pluck it, and the best chance for the defenders would probably be just to push the ball out of his hands if they can. Neither were quite able to. So I don't think it's like a deficiency in our defense as much as it is an advantage at that particular position with that particular athlete. So it just made sense to do it that way. So, yeah, kudos to him. Brenning Stone or whatever his name is. Good game.
I don't know if y'all mentioned this. Shout out to LT too, man. That boy was wreaking havoc on that nose tackle all game.
Did not mention 56.
I mean, wreaking havoc. He was getting held too, just knocking people over the cliff. So shout out to him. But so he helped what's his name? Bang get off too, creating a one-on-ones on the outside, on the edge.
Yeah, agreed. I think he's been stepping his game up more and more as well. You constantly see him in the backfield. You know, getting that push, which is what we was waiting on, you know, because when you play like nose tackle like that, like you're not going to create all, you know, you're not going to get a bunch of sacks or whatever. What we're looking for you to do is just push people in the quarterback lap, get them uncomfortable, make them roll out, and then, you know, a lot of times feed to the other guys. He's doing an excellent job this year, in my humble. He's been just doing a great job all year, so.
Yeah, man, y'all saw the goal line stands, man.
Yeah, when Gilgi switched to that 3-3-5, you know, he has Bain, he has Taylor, then he has Hunt on the field all together. Those three just weren't able to be blocked at all. Like, you know, NFC offensive line was having a hard time blocking all three of those guys. Then to add along with the edge coming and then the blitz coming, it's like, yeah, they was giving that offensive line hell. Like,
pretty right. Let's see. So, yeah, we get the back to wrap the game up real quick.
Yeah, we score our touchdown. We get our 2-point conversion. 2-point
by Allen.
They get on. They get the ball.
Yeah, and then it's their turn now. And I don't really think it's not much to say. We just dominated, continue to dominate defensively. And they just didn't really have a chance. By the time it came to that, which is why I understood Mario doing what he did. I just think the defense was playing lights out. And it was like, bro, I don't think they could do it. Short and field, especially because now everything's more condensed. You know, shout out to Corey Flagg for the tackle to close it all up. Great pursuit.
Boy, hit that full 240 to get that boy down.
Yeah, that's all he ever, as fast he ever ran in his life. He ain't never going to do it again. But he did it. We appreciate it. Yeah, it just put a bow on the game, man. So as much as I criticize, you know, and I'm not a big critic of Mario at this point. I think he's made some mistakes that I don't want to see a coach with as much experience as he has made. But I didn't think push for the overtime was one. So played out well.
Let me ask y'all a quick question about Gidry real quick. Is there like a way you can figure out his defense or and out scheme him, or he's just the kind of defensive coordinator where the scheme he runs is just going, I don't know, you're just gonna have to like get lucky.
Well, the one way to out scheme him, and I don't even think it's out scheming him, I just think you just see something that's a weakness in his scheme. Is the up-tempo. When a team goes up-tempo against Gilgi, then Gilgi usually has a problem. Because when the calls are coming in from the sideline, you know, the players are still trying to get lined up, and then next you know the ball is hyped and players are out of position. So that's not out-scheming you. That's just, you know, you ain't got enough time to even keep calling plays.
Right. My opinion is he's what we always say we want coaches to be, and coaches always say they are, but rarely are, is he's just very multiple and willing to make adjustments. That's why he you know, somebody is speaking on coaching and he got on Twitter and said preparation ain't the biggest thing, because they're going to change it if you're doing a good job. If we know you're going to, if you're killing this, what we normally like to do, what our strength is, then we're gonna change it. Are you able to change now and continue to make them uncomfortable? So I would say that's his, you know, nobody, every defense has its flaws, like every offense has its flaws, I think what makes him more dangerous than a lot of guys is his willingness to shift things at any given point, to just give his defense the best chance. You know, he mentioned a few injuries, a little banged up front. But yeah, he's just a guy that's going to, he'll switch things up. And he's got me excited about defense at Miami. So been a while because I could probably say that too.
And I mean, the one thing I got to give credit to Coach Dawson, I mean, Coach Gildry, Coach D. Nick, Coach Jason Taylor, Coach Joe, Coach Adai, that defense is tackling.
Man, I'm glad you said that.
They're tackling 1,000,000,000% better than it was last year.
Man, that was, I'm glad you brought that up too. That was another point I noticed when I was rewatching the game. I was like, it sounds so simple, but we've seen the other side of it. Where we had so many missed tackles. I'm loving the tackling, man. Yeah, good point, Eggs. That was another rewatch thing. I said, man, he's got
it's tackling in the open field. It's the tackling in the open field that got me like, oh, because, you know, a lot of those plays are big plays because we just can't tackle.
Yeah,
that's why I even mentioned to Corey Couch earlier in that first overtime. I seen Terry Couch coming downfield. I ain't never seen Corey Couch pop nobody like that before, man.
Not Corey,
reckless abandon.
He's playing with a different edge this year for sure. His physicality definitely went up because you know that was my biggest critique of him.
My fault, man.
He's what, a fifth year guy.
Yeah, I think this is last year.
Yeah, fifth-year guy. You know, he grew physically about as much as he probably can. He's a leaner guy in general, but he has beefed up. And I think his attitude changed because that was the biggest problem with Corey is we put him in the slot, and people would just run at the slot. They spread it out, you know, so we have him out there and then run at him, and then he couldn't tackle. But I don't think that's a liability anymore like it used to be. So just shout out to him for doing what it took to become bigger, more powerful, more physical, and change his attitude and the coaching that also helped get him there. But, yeah, the tackling is damn near night and day, man. And it matters, like you say, just even the shoestrings. It matters because the plays that you make highlight film on the other side where you laying on your stomach looking up and the other guy's got one finger in the air as he running into the end zone. It's good to not be on the other side of those highlights. So, yeah, shout out to a complete game for Emery keeping it, you know, keeping it simple for him, but he did execute well at what they were trying to do with him. And just a good overall team victory. Sound win.
Sound win, man. Offensive line. I don't even look. The coach don't have to cut his arms off no more, man. You can't even do your job, man. The offensive line is good. One of the top units in the nation. I kept telling people, I say, look, after we did what we did to A&M, I just didn't think we will face another defensive line is gifted and talented as A&M. I thought Clemson was the second one, and we went in there and opposed. We did what we wanted to do. And I still stand on it. I think our offensive line is just, you know, a solid, close to elite.
Yeah, it's a very
close
good
to elite unit.
They got them graded as a number 6 or 7 O-line in the nation. I think PFF has them. I saw you last night, I believe.
Yeah, we're going to be able to stand toe-to-toe with anybody. Florida State is going to provide, you know, some athletic ends.
And that's without having depth on the line for real, too.
Yeah, we haven't been going too deep. You know, we pull out a little bit of McCoy, put him in with number 81 on and shit. I like that. He'd be tight end. They can play a little tight end, yeah. Played a little tight end before, too. But yeah, we haven't been going deep in that bag. I never really liked you either, though. I like my O-line to be cohesive, tough, and able to grind it out as long as they can if possible. So we got Virginia coming this week. That's a 3:30 kickoff? I believe.
Yeah, 3:30 ACC Network.
3:30 on the ACC. You know, the Hoos is always a little tough game for us. They tend to play us a different way regardless. I never quite count my victories against them. Too. Yeah, yeah. So now they're feeling themselves a little bit. Yeah, they you know, they beat the team that just beat us. So yeah, they feeling themselves a tad.
Pissed me off when I saw that.
I never like the and that's why I don't like to compare wins and losses. Like, every game is unique, man. You got
to
be
prepared. It's week to week, man. It's really week to week.
It is. And it's about matchups. It really is about matchups and exposing, because every team has its weaknesses. So you have to expose it and take advantage of it. And when we played, you know, Georgia Tech, we just didn't. We didn't take advantage of it like we should have. We knew UNC was a good team. But again, they expose us. They bring a kid that ain't been damn playing. He scored like two more times, I think, against them. Like, all he's doing is going out there and scoring touchdowns. Wow. This kid come in halfway through the season and just get straight to head busting. Crazy. But
I got to beat
37-13 Saturday. Man, you got a lot of confidence in this team. I like it.
37-13 Saturday. For ooh, sure.
I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Virginia to put all they hats in that one basket last week. Virginia trash as hell.
They done blew their load.
Trash football team. Yeah, they blew their load.
The boys they coming in lit.
They sold for last week Saturday. Got their little ring win, so that's it for them.
That's it. All right. I could buy that. X, you know anything about TVD status for this week?
He's practicing again. It'll be a game time decision.
Probably game time again.
Okay. He's practicing. Okay.
Would y'all play him though?
Huh?
Yeah.
Would y'all play him?
No, if he could go, yeah.
Unless you're going to allow Emory the full range of the offense, which I doubt they do. So, I mean, like you say, this ACC play now. Virginia Tech might
lose. You can't lose.
But they walking, you know, they walking kind of tall right now.
If he could play, he could play. Like Larry said, ACC play, you can't lose any more games in ACC play.
Right.
So if you're not going to allow Emory to go out there and just open the playbook and just, you know, hey, if he make a mistake, man, we just got to play good defense or let TVD got to play. You know what I'm saying? You can't be scared at this point because you can't lose any more games.
Yeah, we still.
I understood that Clemson game. Yeah, be scared. And that's why I let him lose it. Now, this is Virginia. They suck. You know what I'm saying? So you can't lose anymore.
If we beat Florida play, State, if we beat Florida State, then we would probably get a matchup to replay Florida State.
It'll be a replay of Florida State because
as long as we don't drop Carolina any of the other games.
Carolina has to play Clemson and Duke. Duke has to play Carolina. They have to play. So basically, Carolina
just lost to Florida State.
Carolina and Duke both have to lose two more games for us to get in.
And I think Clemson going to beat North Carolina because Clemson got to get them one good win this year.
Yeah, so if they beat them, now they got three losses. So I mean, yeah, we're in a position to have the opportunity to play, you know, for the ACC. So yeah, we got to put the best opportunity on the field, you know. And to me, that's TVD. Unless it's TVD. Period. I mean, he's got the most experience. He's got enough arm. He's done well. He's not costing us games. So yeah, you got to play TVD if he's back, if he's ready. So we'll see. I think we beat Virginia. I don't have us beating them 37-13. I think we beat them. Give me 38-20.
Yeah, I don't know if the offense that can score that points. I watched them. Their offense isn't good. They had to take their quarter, starting quarterback Armstrong out because he's been trashed. They put the other guy in, and he's no better. Now, the one thing they do got is that receiver. They got a receiver who catches the ball. They throw him the ball every time.
Number 10.
He catches it.
He got some speed on him, too.
Yeah, so we have to kind of look at him. But, yeah, their offense isn't good. Their defense, if we're going to play the game we played against Clemson last week, we're going to run the ball up.
Yeah. They quarterback the gamer, though, I will say that. He's a gamer. He's a true freshman, though, but he don't have it now to win.
Yeah, no, if he's going to start against him, which I think he is, he's going to have a hard game. We cut. That defense is cut. So.
That Virginia game was at home or was it in North Carolina?
I think it was at home with them.
Okay.
Let me see. That's a good question because I want to say I remember Carolina wearing blue. And they were wearing white, but that they might have switched it. Let's see. Anyways, yeah, I mean, all things considered, y'all right. The way y'all saying on paper, it should be just a nasty blowout. But
them boys trash, man.
I've seen trash give us a hell of a game, man. Georgia Tech trash.
Trash, boy. Virginia's trash.
Trasher.
Trash. They're like, what, 1-5, 1-6, something like that?
They 2-5. Yeah, they beat them at home. Carolina was at home, yeah.
So they must have beat, like, Virginia Commonwealth for the game or something.
Yeah, they be giving them hell, too. Boys on the
Messi going playing Saturday 8th? I
heard he practicing. Okay. Yeah, he's not gonna be available this Saturday. He probably sit out another week or two.
Who that?
Hey, I didn't know Kelly was out for the season.
Mezador. Yeah, Kelly. Mezador. Kelly's out for the season. Dean played all game. He played last week. Everybody like, man, Dean. When Dean come back, like, well, Dean played. He just
I saw
him making the plays. He was out there.
I didn't know this. He was out there. Okay.
Yeah, 58. Because
Barrett's gonna be back this week. Chaney, he'd be good to go.
This is why depth is important, and I think we're building that. You should be able to still when you're building depth, an absence don't slap you in the face quite as hard. Like, I don't notice huge absences right now against like that game. I wasn't like, damn, we need such and such in order to have an opportunity to win this game. It didn't feel that way, so. Anyways, we'll get into we'll see what happens with Virginia. Y'all got me feeling more confident than I already was. I still got the W, and I think in convincing fashion.
So. Dog walk them boys, I'm telling you.
All right. Well, we're gonna get up out of here, man. I gotta take it on to the plantation, baby. So
I'm about to leave the plantation.
This has been another episode of 26 Degrees, man. We appreciate y'all for tapping in with us. Sorry for the shorter show. Again, technical difficulties. Make sure I get that word down next week.
Man, we just had to get one out at this point, too.
Had to get something to the people, man. Appreciate y'all tapping in. X here, Meezy here, Larry here. We out. Peace.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.